Lesson 4, pronunciation of the R in the German accent. In standard American speech, we have what we call a retroflexed or an arched R. Now, that's where the tongue comes back up toward the palate, or where, and I'm emphasizing that retroflexed R right now, where the tongue arches upward and creates this gliding rrr, rrr sound. Now, the R is pronounced very, very differently in German, and it becomes one of the most characteristic elements of the language and of the accent of that language imposed on English. Now, there are two very important pronunciations of the R, depending on where it comes in the word. First, we will look at the initial R when it comes at the beginning of the word, before a vowel, or when the R comes after another consonant and before the vowel. Words like rose, root, truth, front. Now, as you can hear, instead of the tongue curling up or arching up, rose, rose, as it does in the American speech, in German, the tongue stays down in front by the bottom teeth, like we were practicing in the earlier lesson for the resonance. The lips really do not round or glide forward. You don't say rose, rose, or anything like that. What happens for this German R is that the back of the tongue lifts toward the soft palate, and the air is forced between them. So instead of root or root, you have root, 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 root. Not a r with the uvula, but just root, root between the tongue and soft palate, with the air being forced in between them. You try a few words and sentences. Do this fricative R, but don't forget to keep all of the other elements of resonance and pronunciation and stress that we have been working with. Rose, rose. Root, root. Truth, truth. Front, front. One sentence. The truck drove in front of the red ranch house. The truck drove in front of the red ranch house. This is consistent all the time when the R comes before a vowel. But when we have the medial R sound, what in American English we call the R or the hooked schwa, we have earth or cursed or thirsty, those kinds of things. It's not always spelled with the ER, bird, but it's pronounced like it. We have in German what's called the umlaut. Here, we don't do the R, R, R. But we have the lips purse forward, both of the lips purse forward, still with them pinched together on the side. So instead of earth, we have ert, ert. Instead of cursed, 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 cursed. Thirsty, thirsty, thirsty. Earnest, earnest, earnest. Bird, bird, bird. If you start to put the thirsty in there, you're going to start to sound French, and you don't want to do that in this accent. This is the umlaut. The search for the cursed pyramid left them terribly thirsty. The search for the cursed pyramid left them terribly thirsty. And of course, pyramid is a different one. That's not a medial ER. Now, when we have the final ER sound, or a final R following any other vowel, it is basically going to almost drop. The lips might purse forward slightly, but not nearly as much as they were doing here. Give you some examples here. Dodger, dodger, just dropping the R like you would in a lot of Eastern American dialects. Runner, runner. Now, of course, the first one is still an R. Runner, player, player. The burglar and his helper stirred up such a clamor. The burglar and his helper stirred up such a clamor. Let's just look at some other words now where we have R's following different vowels. Jeer, jeer. Weird, weird. Hair, hair. Pear, pear. Again, the lips purse just a little bit forward, but don't go all the way to pear or anything like that. Just pear. Sure, sure, endure, endure, for, full, star, star, retard, retard, sure, sure. Again, we're doing all different vowels followed by the R. Alarm, alarm, broad, broad, harm, harm. Now, the one thing we must do here is to see that when the R ends the word, if it's followed closely by another word beginning with a vowel, then you are going to have to do the R, R. For example, saw, but if we say saw at, and if those words come closely together, you're going to do saw at. You'd say prefer it, but if they're close together, prefer it. Year after, but if they're close together, again, year after. Let's just finish with a few sentences here. I prefer red roses that grow early in spring before the winter rises. I prefer red roses that grow early in spring before the winter rises. Now, you find that some Germans lose some of this r sound after a while when they've been speaking English for quite some time. But again, you and your director decide the degree, depending on the degree of the German accent, that your character must have. So this is the end of the brief lesson on the R pronunciation in the German accent.